Okay, who's behind the secret door? We'll have you guess, but before we do, let's go back to this person and see if we can figure this out. Would you like to say a few more words for us? Whatever you are.
My maker created me for hosts too lazy to plan a show. My maker pushes my buttons. Does your maker push your buttons?
You never know. All right, let's go to a few callers here. Claude in Texas. Claude, who do you think this might be?
Joshua P. Warren.
Are you Joshua P. Warren?
Not lately.
All right. Let's go to Daryl in Minot, North Dakota. Daryl, give it your best.
Whitley Strieber.
Whitley? Are you Whitley Strieber?
That's not compute.
Man. Let's go to Seattle, Washington. David, who do you think it is?
This is Archivist Dave, George. I think it's Phil.
Phil who?
Oh, you know, the songwriter.
Oh, the UFO Phil.
Yeah.
Are you UFO Phil?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
I am not musical. I am an answer robot.
Let's go. Let's take one more before we try to squeeze the answer out of this person. Fullerton, California. Deborah's there. Deborah, let's get it.
Oh, my goodness. This one's hard.
I know it. Of all of them I've done over the last couple of years, this one, I'm not sure I know.
Well, I'm thinking because he's trying to disguise his voice so much, it might be Richard C. Hoagland.
Is this Richard Hoagland?
I am not scientific, but I know a lot.
Well, yeah, but is it Richard Hoagland?
Oh.
No. All right. Okay, that's it. I'm going to take a few little guesses here, and then you're going to have to, if you stump us, you're going to just have to tell us who you are. Man. Are you Dr. Louis Turi?
Oh.
I take it that was a no.
Oh. My maker is Honey.
I have no idea who you are. Who is this?
It's Joe Jacobs.
You got to be kidding me. Psychic
well,
Joe Jacobs.
I was trying to.
That was good. How long have you been practicing this?
Well, you know, I thought a few months ago, you know, what if they call me for who's behind the door? And I suddenly came up with this. And I've been laughing to myself for weeks, you know, so I'm glad to have the opportunity. It's always a pleasure to be on with you.
Good for you. Joseph, you know, since we last talked, by the way, great disguise with your voice.
I had more shtick going, but you had to stop it.
Well, we could have gone on all night and guessed who you were. Okay, when you were with me just about a month ago, we talked about some of these events that have been happening. Are you still sensing this feeling that you were talking about back then?
Well, you know, the guest you had on last night, whose last name was Joseph.
Lawrence Joseph.
He's absolutely right. We need to secure our infrastructure. And he mentioned this Russian scientist. And, you know, I'd mentioned a couple of shows ago or a couple of years ago that we were, you know, that the whole solar system is moving through another area of space. And that may be causing some of the global heating and some of the strangeness that we all experience. You know, and just before the show, in fact, you know, I'd mentioned that in 2012, I looked at myself and other people one day and then clients and family members. And I saw a difficulty between October of 2012 and February, as if everybody was on hold. And I just looked at the U.S., and I saw the same thing. So we better get cracking on our infrastructure. It's really important.
I think so, too.
We need it economically, too. You know, now August is going to be very, very interesting. While there can be terrorism and crime and heavy military activity, there can also be amazing inventions, and we've seen some. And speaking of robots, on the CBS Sunday or Saturday news, on the weekend news, they had a little robot that you could buy that produces things out of plastic. You put in a program, and it produces statues, bottle openers. Quickly.
Weird.
It's about, I don't know, about 18 inches by 18 inches or 2 feet.
Is this for home use?
Well, it will be. It's going to go under $1,000. And let's say you put in a three-dimensional view of the Venus de Milo. It'll create it for you, like, in less than 5 minutes.
And it makes it out of little plastic or something?
Out of plastic. It squeezes plastic out of it. It's just amazing.
That is crazy.
So, I mean, the invention that's going out of that's growing out of this this frustration that we're having.
You could give it a picture of your pet dog, and he'll make a little mold of it, a little
absolutely.
Model?
Absolutely. Absolutely, that or a diagram. Your computer puts in a diagram, it'll create it.
That is truly remarkable.
So I mean, we are in an amazing time where the stresses on us can create enormous inventions that need to be funded, that need to be expanded. I think that's what this country is all about. It's creating a future. It's selling a way of life. It is. That's what America is all about. It's invention.
I'm amazed at, this spill in the Gulf of Mexico, this leak, that these robots that are controlled by man, of course, up a mile on the surface, but these
robots... They're my buddies, by the way. We have a good relationship.
Really? Okay. Yeah, those. Whoop over my head. And I'm just amazed at how these things function and work.
Yeah.
I mean, this latest cap that they put on was big, yet they can move this and maneuver it. It's really incredible stuff.
Let's be hopeful. Let us really be hopeful. I mean, it ain't over. It's not going to be over for generations, but at least let's all pray and visualize that it stays in place and does its job.
Do you see any major surprises for the rest of this year beyond August?
Well, August, August... can be a time of terror. America drifted into a wonderful and productive year, July 4th. It can be a great for manufacturing, and I predicted a couple of years ago that this should be a good year, unless there's a lot of blockage in the Senate and in Congress, unless they're that the old guard that screwed us up for the last 30 years gets back in.
I don't even know if the new guard's going to be able to help.
Well,
it's a mess. Everything's a mess right now.
Yeah, it really is. And, that's why I'm here. In other words, I think we need to. You know, when you're ill, it's very difficult to focus your mind on healing. But you need to focus on healing before. And it, in times like these, it's important that we take moments of positive thinking. And it's a disaster out there with unemployment. So it's very easy to spiral downward. And we have to really bite the bullet and try to spiral upward in our consciousness. And then that's really important.